Good evening. My name is Christoph Korshain, and I am a staff attorney at the New Hampshire Office of the Conservation Law Foundation. CLF is a member-supported nonprofit organization that uses law, science, and markets to protect New England's environment. We will submit written comments as part of the scoping process, so my comments this evening will be brief. I am grateful for the opportunity to speak at this meeting. To date, CLF has had serious concerns about DOE's review of the Northern Pass project, but we are encouraged by DOE's willingness to host 7 scoping meetings throughout New Hampshire and by Northern Pass Transmission LLC's withdrawal of its consultant from preparation of the EIS. We hope these developments mark a new beginning for this permitting process. CLF's message tonight is simple. DOE must conduct a wide-ranging, independent, and rigorous review of the project, as NEPA requires. This project is one of the largest and most significant in New Hampshire history, and DOE's review of the project deserves every analytical resource DOE has at its disposal. A world-class, in-depth analysis is the only way that DOE's decision on this project will reflect the hard look of impacts and alternatives to the project that the law mandates. It is critical that DOE engage in a detailed and scientifically sound assessment of the many impacts of the project, such as its effects on New Hampshire's scenic landscapes, forests, farms, wetlands, rivers, wildlife, and endangered species, as well as on historic and cultural resources. In addition, DOE must fully assess the socioeconomic impacts of the project, including on tourism, local property valuation, and recreational attractions, and its ramifications for New England's energy future. DOE needs to consider the cumulative impacts of the project when combined with existing and future projects, including renewable energy projects in New Hampshire, and its many indirect impacts on the environment and the local, state, and regional economies. DOE must also evaluate the environmental impacts of this project in Canada, including the effects of Hydro-Québec's related plans to further expand its generating capacity. Likewise, DOE must provide a full accounting of the net greenhouse gas emissions of the project and the electric power that will run through it. Only with these assessments can DOE and the public judge the truth of the developer's claim that this project will be a source of low-carbon clean energy and advance New Hampshire's climate action plan. At the same time, DOE needs to document and take into account the public's many other concerns, including the opposition to the current proposal, which is evidenced in this room. It is vital that DOE conduct a robust analysis and comparison of alternatives. This comparison is the heart of DOE's review. DOE must consider all reasonable alternatives, including burial of the transmission lines in railroad rights of way or otherwise, and the use of the existing HVDC right of way in Vermont. Above all, DOE's ultimate decision should advance and not hinder an energy future for New Hampshire and the region that reduces global warming pollution, provides safe, reliable power with minimal environmental and socioeconomic impact, and is supported by a strong local clean energy economy. Given these issues, DOE should take whatever time it needs to study all the potential impacts and alternatives and should not be limited by the announced timeline. To ensure a legitimate public process, encouraging meaningful public involvement will be especially important. In this spirit, CLF recommends that the period for written comments on the scope of the EIS be extended for an additional 3 weeks to May 3rd to solicit as much public input as possible. In addition, CLF urges DOE to release a proposed scope and outline for the EIS document for public comment before preparing the entire draft EIS, rather than publishing a simple summary of these hearings, as is apparently planned. Thank you very much for your attention. We will be providing more written comment. Thank you.